There's been talk, and more talk about the NFL expanding to an 18-game schedule. And all of a sudden, maybe that's not the case right now. Some rumblings that the players, Dano, are saying, you know, we don't like that whole 18-game thought, and that's not going to happen. And I don't know that that's a bad thing.
Yeah, and his latest piece on ESPN with Kalen Kaler, Don Van Natta has been doing a boatload of great journalism when it's come to the NFL and the NFLPA fights. He's definitely found his way into, if that guy is standing in your at your doorstep, watch out, because you're probably in some serious trouble. And one of the things that was in there, he was recently appearing on a podcast with Puck, and he said one of...
And then the guy's name again?
Don Van Natta.
There you go.
Quote, "We are very likely, John, are back at square one. 18 games was seen as a near certainty by NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell, but by owners around the league that I have been talking to. In our story that we did this past Tuesday, I did with Kalen Kaler, we had two owners independently in the summer of 2024 saying they believed that 18 games was a certainty. They believed it because Lloyd Howe said it. Now that Howell is out, we are having ourselves a different conversation, including at the past Super Bowl at a press conference talking with a player. He said, well, wait 1 minute. 18 games is not necessarily a certainty. No one that I have talked to has wanted 18 games.
Then Howell, of course, the Players Association head honcho, who's now out. And so that might change some things, obviously. I wonder this, guys.
Okay.
17 games, okay, it's an odd number of games. We all understand there's money involved, and that's why you go to 17 games, and you know, you get another week of television and blah, 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 blah. And you pull that off, and you trim one preseason game, basically, is what you do, and now you're down to three. I think if you go to 18 games, that's a significant enough difference, and I know it's only one, but it feels this way to me, that if you're playing 18 games in a league where guys are getting beat up like crazy and the concussion issue hasn't gone away and it's not going to, and you know, the more you play at a high level, the more susceptible you are to possibly being injured. To me, 18 games would be like, all right, then what are we going to do? Are we expanding rosters? Are we hiring more players? Are we paying more players on game day? There's that whole roster issue, and then there's the whole preseason issue. Because at that point, I think you almost punt the preseason. Because if you're playing 18 games in the regular season and then guys are playing in the playoffs, Andy, you know, you go to the Super Bowl, what are you going to play, 23 games? Maybe 24 games?
No, I don't think they'll do that.
22 games, I'm sorry.
I can't see them going more than 18, but then I'm sure no one thought they were going more than 16. Oh, I see what you're saying. With the playoffs, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, all of a sudden, you're playing over 20 games.
Yeah.
If you're any good.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, games that count. So it's not like, you know,
but there's,
where you're not playing guys in the preseason games.
Yeah. I here's what I see.
That's a lot of football.
Tell me if you guys think I'm crazy on this. I see this now becoming much more of a, and the chip comes back to the players, right? So if they're all saying, and they verbally want it out there, and even if they go to the negotiating table and say, no 18, they know they could flex at the end and find themselves in a spot where, you know, okay, 18, we're going to get more out of this. We'll try to get more. Because they need to get expanded rosters, even at the least, with 18 games.
I think that's
the bare minimum. They need more guys to be active on game day.
And
they
a
need
significant
more
number of guys.
Yeah. So I know we don't math real big on the show, but I mathed a little on this.
Okay.
And I kept asking myself, if you're the NFL, would you rather add two more teams to the league, or would you rather, you know, play 18 games? I think if I was the NFL, I would want to hold this off for another year, because if you could hold it off or let's just say you give a little. So you say to the Players Association, all right, we're not going to do 18 games this year. We'll do 18 games next year. And then you decide you want to add two teams at that point. If you look at the math, it might work out to be exactly the same if you're talking about input and as far as return on investment. So And the reason I get this rationale in the numbering, and I'm doing it based on two things, which I don't know if it's fair or not. The Packers, which is the public interest team, right? Publicly owned.
Yeah.
So they got 17.9, or I'm sorry, they got 719 million. Is that right? Yeah, 719 million for the year.
It's the reason we don't do math.
That was their split, right? That's what I looked it up. Sure. I just looked it up.
I saw a lower number than you, but go with yours.
So what'd you see?
Four something. I saw 400, whatever. But that's it's not important.
It doesn't matter. Let's just say it is. It's
let's call it 750 mil, just for the sake of easy math.
Okay. Well, that's okay. All right. We'll call it 750 mil rather than 720 mil. Is probably what I should have said.
Let's make it easy math.
All right. So if you do that and you multiply that by
32,
you're looking at like 23 billion.
Yeah, a good chunk of change.
And
enough that you could comfortably live on.
And then if you want to take it to, do you think one NFL team is equal to the Lakers?
Dallas Cowboys. I mean, that would be the one you'd point to.
I just went Lakers because that went for 10 billion.
Right.
So that's what I'm saying. So if you think the expansion fee is going to end up being 10 billion to bring another team in and expansion teams, and then you got to bring in two. You're not bringing in one.
Right.
They will not do the mistake they did when they brought the Browns in alone. I think they'll ever do that again. So now you're where? 20 billion.
I've not heard anybody say expansion in the NFL.
I'm just saying if you wanted to prolong it and you were saying, well, we're going to add jobs anyway, and yeah, again, this is about contract negotiation. This isn't about, why wouldn't you? If you're the NFL, we're talking about overseas expansion. We talk about that all the time.
Yeah, I don't think that's viable anytime soon.
If I am the players, I am fighting.
But it's at the table. It'll be at the bargaining table. That's the thing.
I don't know if it will, Andy.
If you're the NFL, you don't think, I mean, you've already mapped out Europe into these fan zones for the teams that are currently playing in the States, and we're playing games over there. You better believe the NFL wants to go to Europe, and they will figure out a way to get it done.
I don't see it viable.
I was over the break. I saw this thing where they were if they could do it, and it would cost a couple trillion to put a tunnel, and that could get you from London to New York in an hour. I mean, we're talking about AI. Awesome. We're talking about all this stuff. I mean, this stuff is not. I really think it's not that. We might see it towards the end of our lifetime. Or maybe into the next lifetime, but I totally can see this stuff happen.
Baskin's building tunnels under the Atlantic.
I'm here for it, man. I'm here for it. Let's go.
Why wouldn't the NFL buy a Concorde?
From a mathematics standpoint, 16 teams in a conference is perfect. 32 teams total. I understand. You know, you could add teams. You can't find 32 guys who can competently play quarterback now. Let alone 34, let alone another backup for each team.
And I'll even go a step further. Why would you want to add another game when at the end of the season you have all of these teams already looking at each other going, all right, here's Easton Stick versus Ian Book, Buckelin. Like, every year we end up with four of these in week 17, week 18, that are just clunkertastic.
Yep.
Why do you want more clunkers?
I don't.
Because there are television networks that want the live programming and they don't care. Because there are crazy people out there like me that'll sit and watch a CFL game over the weekend.
I just look at this and find myself going, is this really what's best for the product? Or are you just going to
Since when have they cared what the product looks like?
Because oversaturate the product, you lose what makes football great.
People talk about oversaturation all the time, and guess what? It doesn't matter in the end. Baseball oversaturated.
It does.
Yes, and look what happened.
Look at ballparks around Major League Baseball during the week. Some of them are full and some of them are near empty.
Go talk to an NFL owner and say to you, hey, do you want to oversaturate this to a point where you're like baseball, where everybody only cares about their team and their team only and doesn't give a crud about anything else taking place in the league?
Do you guys remember?
I mean, right now I could have a Jaren Duran conversation and half of you would look at me and go, who in God's green earth is that guy?
When COVID was going on and the NFL had to play games all over the place, and remember we had many days of the week where you're getting NFL games. Just remember that?
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
It worked then. And people were watching on TV and everything. If that were common and you're playing that often, I don't think it would work. And I think we would see the oversaturation, and I think we would see diminishing television ratings, diminishing attendance and everything else, if that were common. And so that's the oversaturation point.
I got it, but London and New York are, I mean, they're almost the same as far as population. And you're going to give me another market one on the other side of a sea and the opportunity to have ratings for another 8 million people to follow one team? You can't tell me they're not looking at untapped potential of major markets internationally if they feel like they can do that.
I'm sure they are down the road.
There's also a boatload of logistic hurdles you got to figure out.
Yeah,
we're playing games there now.
You're taking two teams, moving them there for a week or two, and then bringing them back.
Right. What happens when you station someone there? Not to mention, what are you going to do when that team has to fly back and forth? Are you just going to have them fly back and forth every damn week, or are you going to have them have to set up a complex somewhere and build it?
Again, these are all things that are going to end up at the negotiation table.
Not to mention, now, if you're the league, do you really want to have to pay Queen Elizabeth on top of the fact that you got to pay Uncle Sam?
How much money am I making? I have a potential audience of 8.2 million people.
Right, and how much of that is really you're going to get after having to pay Queen Elizabeth?
I'm just telling you. If they see...
I should say, what is he now?
King Charles.
If you see London, Paris, they've seen this for decades. The World League didn't kind of work out the way they wanted it to.
I love the Frankfurt Galaxy.
Yeah, I know. London Monarchs, right? That was your team, wasn't it? Or Frankfurt.
I liked Frankfurt Galaxy.
Which one did Coach Sam?
Barcelona Dragons were cool.
Who did Coach Sam coach?
I think Sam was with Barcelona.
I think he was too.
I don't know.
But, I mean, Joe Thomas is over there working with some of these teams right now. You can't tell me from a business aspect that you wouldn't want to have teams in Europe.
I just think it's a long way. I don't think it'll happen in our lifetime. I
mean, you're going to need somebody, cough, cough, the Saudis, cough, 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 who are going to come in and want to invest a boatload of money into putting teams there and then having to build some form of an Avengers complex in the United States to try to make this whole thing work. You are going to have to find someone to do this who has a bottomless checkbook, cough, cough, the Saudis, cough, 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 cough.
People are doing it. They're doing these complexes left and right. I mean, it's not...
You can tell me
the Hall of Fame couldn't be a place for a team to play to practice?
Logistical nightmare.
You are going to need someone with a bottomless checkbook.
You can tell me it wouldn't be worth it for the NFL to try to get a Concorde type plane that can take teams back and forth.
You watch Welcome to Wrexham?
A little bit. Not much.
Did you at least see the beginning of it where they were talking about how much work it had to go into for them to renovate the racetrack where Wrexham was playing?
Yeah, I saw that.
All of the red tape and hogwash that you got to go through over there to do anything?
If they're making money, they're going to try it or try to do it.
Right.
Maybe it could be the end of the NFL. I don't know.
This expansion thing and wanting to bring Europe into this. There's a reason why they renovate stadiums that are 120 years old, because it's easier than trying to go through all the garbage that it takes to build everything over there. Like, there are so many hurdles before we bring in Europe that have yet to be crossed. And I know they built that Tottenham Stadium with the general idea that, oh yeah, we're built for a football team as well. But like, you're not going to share that bad boy. Are you kidding me? If you're going to either go EPL or American football, welcome to being second-class citizens.
Now, I get it. I understand what I'm saying. I understand what you're saying, but I'm also saying these are all negotiating points that come up at the table. So, you know, we started with talking about 18 games.
Leave it where it is.
Yes.
That's fine. You have $0 invested in it. The guys that have billions in it want to make more money.
Well, no kidding. I mean, it's the great line that I was always told. If you walk down the street with Warren Buffett and Bill Gates, and saw $5 sitting on the ground, both of them would throw you into the curb to go get that $5.
Like, I met Warren Buffett. He wouldn't do that. He's a nice man.
That's the way that those guys are wired. But that's how they're wired.